gravel anymore is hauled from the creeks, the streams.
Mm.
And where it has been rolled so much,
mm-hmm.
it has it's rounded. It is short if you want more.
Well, what other kinds of roads do you have? A few dirt roads, some gravel roads?
We have some blacktop roads, not many in this county though. There's one out Highway 100 about 6 miles, and you turn left. There's a blacktop road there. It goes to Wamsie, on into south, so that's about the only one we have in this county.
Would that be a main road?
Yes, it would be a main travel road. It was Oklahoma State 17 Highway until the highway was built through where it is today, and it was called US 59.
That's a nice highway now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was really a terror before, though.
Oh, it was. Before it was blacktop, it was bad, too. But the old 17, we refer to it as the old 17. It was 38 miles to south, so they cut off 10 miles and 121 curves when they built this road through here. And incidentally, this road from here to south, so was built with prisoners, state prisoners.
Mm.
And it was built from here to Eldon, 51, where it intersects 62, was built by prisoners.
Mm. That's a good way to use them. Get them out in the air and the sun.
It cost the state 10 times.
Oh, it did?
Yeah, it was a side to it. They have a high fill, maybe 70 or 80 feet, some up and down there. And those prisoners would catch the boss maybe not looking, and they'd have a load of dirt, a dump truck backing up to dump it, you know. And they'd get it going real fast and just jump out. Truck, tell them the brakes failed, anything. They tore up all the equipment.
They're just going to teach society that they don't care.
They don't care.
Mm. Thank goodness.
They used a lot of mules in the work too, but mostly trucks.
Well, they couldn't do that to a mule, even too smart for them.
That was in 1932 and 33, I believe, 34 maybe, that this was built here.
What would you call a road that branches from the main road?
We call it a county road, I guess. A gravel road.
And the ditch beside a road?
Bar ditch.
If a boy was out on the stones or the rocks and he picked up something like this and he went like that, what would you say he did?
He threw it.
Have you heard people around here say he threw it?
He threw it and he throwed it. Yeah, I've heard both.
Threw is quite common.
Threw, he yeah, threw
it.
Threw.
Find that all over the state too.
Mm-hmm.
And if he was standing by a river, and someone said to you, did it go only part way across? You might say, no, it didn't go part way across, it went
all the way.
Is there anything else around here that's common for that?
Yes, it went clean across.
Clean.
I've heard that expression, I don't use it myself, but clean across.
Now, you said all the way last time.
Mm-hmm.
That's the stuff I keep scratching down the margin in here. I've gotten clean and clear and plumb.
Plumb across, clear across. Clear across would make a little more sense than clean and plumb.
Mm-hmm.
Because it clears.